Egypt died, and the children of Israel by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered the covenant of Abraham with Isaac and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respected them. Let me see. The word covenant means an agreement, a pact of agreement, usually between two. And God made a covenant with Abraham, and he went from Abraham to Isaac. Isaac had the benefits of the covenant, and Jacob had the benefits of the covenant. And the Bible says that we become the children of Abraham through Christ. And we will read the scripture this morning, Romans, talking about a real Jew. He says a genuine Jew in Romans 2:28. He is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward from the flesh. We read Genesis 17:10. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your seed after you. Every man, child among you, shall be circumcised. And, of course, the man stood for the generation of Adam, which included men, women, children of men. And this was a token of the covenant, the circumcision of the male child, 8 days old. And they could not go to the tabernacle in the wilderness. They could not serve God except the male child circumcised, which the outward flesh was cast away. But Paul said, this is a type and a shadow. This is a token of the covenant. You know this. And what it means in the New Testament, here Paul explains, neither is the circumcision which is outward flesh, Romans 2:29, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, in the spirit. And circumcision is not that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. What he's talking about is the circumcision of the old man. It's Adam's time. That same nature that Adam made Eve when they disobeyed God, and that nature began to control man. Since that time, we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God because of that nature, the sin nature. And sin easily persuades us, and we're controlled through sin until we come to God. And when we come to God, he makes a way through salvation for our sins to be remitted, be cleansed, and not only that, but power over the old nature as long as we walk in him. Now, it's like plugging into God. If you're unplugged from God, you cannot overcome the flesh. That's a rough terminology there, but it's something that we can all understand. As we plug in through faith, and faith is trusting him. Faith is not just believing in God, but it's trusting him, so we follow him according to his commandments. And when we follow him, it's a daily walk in God. It's not what I was 20 years ago when I first came to God, or 10 or 5, or a year ago, or 6 months ago, or 3 months ago, or a week ago. It's what I am today. The scripture says that the outer man ought to perish, shall not the old flesh, the ways of the world, for the inner man ought to be renewed daily. And the inner man cannot be renewed by your efforts, by your works. It cannot be renewed. It cannot be renewed by your will. It has to be renewed by your faith in God, by walking with God daily, is the inner man renewed. And as long as that inner man is renewed and we're following God by faith, whatever his covenant is going to work for us. This covenant is going to work. God's going to bless us, going in and out. God's going to bless us. What should we do? God's going to bless our families. God's going to bless our needs. It doesn't mean we won't have struggles. It doesn't mean that we won't be trying. But it does mean that if we hold on to God's word is going to bring us out on the other side of what we're going through. Many are the afflictions, the testing of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Now, if our attitude is a carnal attitude, if we allow the devil to cause us to reason, and we begin to think, well, you know, well, I've been like this so long, and I've tried, I've given, and I've tried, but still hasn't happened. I'm gonna give you scripture for that in the Word of God. But we do not listen to the carnal, but we live in the Spirit and we listen to the spiritual. What the Spirit has to say to the church, we listen to God's Word. Now, you will not listen to God's Word if you're not walking with Him daily. And if you don't have a relationship with God, when you don't have a relationship, it's hard to believe God. And when you don't take time with God through prayer and through Word, it's easy to believe the flesh and the reason. And said, well, God will never meet this need, this thing will never happen, you know. But you don't believe that because you believe the Word of God says, and you hold on to it regardless of what it is now, it's going to be different later on if you hold on to the Word of God. Because all these testings, He's going to deliver us out of all. That's the Word of God. God cannot lie. His promises is yea and amen, or yes and even so. It's never yes and no. His promises are always yes and even so. That's God's promise. It's going to be for our individual life, first for our spiritual life, individual life, it'll be for our family, it'll be for our loved ones, and those that we pray for. It'll work. The covenant will work. The covenant will work. We preached this morning that the covenant, even the old covenant, when Lot was in Sodom and Gomorrah, and God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, He remembered Abraham. Now, why do you remember Abraham? Because Abraham was a good man? Because Abraham, he cut a covenant with Abraham, and Abraham was faithful to that covenant. I believe that's the reason why when God gave him at 100 years old, and Sarah, his wife, 90 years old, they conceived and brought forth a child, the name of Isaac, and in his old age. And then after growing up as a young man, and God said, I want you to offer him as a sacrifice, and he was to take him to Mount Moriah and sacrifice him as God commanded him, and he obeyed God. Took him all the way over there and bound him and put him upon that altar in the mountain and fixed him to take a knife and to kill him and offer the sacrifice when God spoke to him, said, Abraham, what you doing? Now I know. Say, now I know that you would do this. Now I know that you keep my word. Now I know. Look around, and there's your provision. There was a ram that was caught in the thickets. And that took the place of Isaac, like Jesus took our place on Calvary. But nevertheless, the reason why I believe that Abraham was sure that if God, in the book of Hebrews 11, chapter of faith, Abraham offered up Isaac, believing that God was going to take him, that he was going to also resurrect him, that God was going to cause him to come alive again. And I believe the reason why is because God cut a covenant with Abraham. Abraham knew in this covenant what was his was God's, but also what was God's was his. He knew of this covenant, and he asked, I believe this covenant, that God had heard him, and God would hear him. And also, when Lot was in Sodom and Gomorrah, the Bible said he remembered Abraham because of the covenant. And I'm going to tell you what, God's going to hear us with our children because of the covenant. On Calvary, when we give our heart to the Lord, and the token of that covenant, again, is crucifying the flesh, circumcision of the heart, or crucifying the flesh. If you will crucify the flesh, you can keep that covenant, and God, that covenant, will work for you. Amen? That's one of the benefits of the covenant. But also, you will be blessed. And I want you to turn to the book of 2 Timothy, in the second chapter, the 19th verse. 2 Timothy 2:19, he said, nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure. What God has laid is in keeping us, the foundation of God, which is Christ, is sure. It is there. Nothing shall move it. Hell itself cannot move the foundation of God. And the Lord knows or knoweth them that are his. The scripture said the eyelids of the Lord watches over man. He ponders the path of man. And I'm going to tell you, God ponders your path. You said, I'm not very much. God would be against me. He's done a great thing by giving you life. He's done a major thing by giving you life. And God has a record of every life that he has given. Every life, God has a record. Just because you're living means that you're special to God. And if you're born again, I'm going to tell you, God's watching over you, but he tests your path. He tests your thinking. Like he did Abraham, he tests us. Sometimes we go through great trials, and it seems like they're lengthy trials. But don't you let the devil come against you, because you use the word of God to get you outside of that trial. God will make a way where there is no way. I've seen God move too many people in too many ways. I've seen God give miracle after miracle to people who are dying and healing them. I've seen God give miracle, financial miracles. A lady I spoke to, the Lord, that was on a certain income, and she couldn't make her bills, and God spoke to her about this. I didn't know it, but God spoke through the word of knowledge and spoke to her about this and said that God is fixing to open up opportunity for her to bless her. Within that week, she got a job that made, I think, was triple what she was making within a week's time. There was a man I was preaching down in the home of Louisiana some years ago. There was a brother in the service, and I didn't know anything about the brother. He loved about his church. God spoke about his church, spoke about the problems that we have. I said, God should move. Within a month's time, he went to a few people, he went to 100 people. Spoke to a man down in Moultrie, Georgia, that was struggling. He struggled. He had about 25 people. And they prayed, sought God, had Jericho marches and everything else. Nothing to move, just like the spirit of the devil just came against that church. And the Lord spoke to him because of his honesty. He sought God. God spoke to him and said, God fixed the move. And the victory come from all over. Within a week, within a month or so, God began to fill his church. I'm telling you, this works. The word of God works. If you hold on to it, hold on to the promise of God, it'll work. And besides that, God always remembered his covenant. He would not destroy Israel because he would remember his covenant. And they would remind him, God, Moses would remind him, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Lord, remember your covenant, God. And God would move because of this covenant that he kept with the people. And I'm here to tell you, there's a greater covenant. The new covenant is greater than the old covenant. And I want you to know that new covenant with God, and that's walking with God daily. I'm telling you, it is greater, it has better benefits, where the Lord now lives in us, and God uses us in greater ways, and he's given great benefits. And if you will hold on, because you walk in that covenant, and are getting a token of it, the sign of the covenant that you walk in the covenant is that you crucify the flesh, circumcision of the heart, you crucify the flesh. Now, he said he knows those as he is. Okay? And everyone that names the name of Christ, depart from iniquity. You need to depart. I want to tell you, if you keep doing, when you're tempted, and you keep doing the temptation, after a while, you're not going to feel wrong, you're not going to feel like it's wrong, and it's going to feel like it's natural. The devil deceives people, he is an angel of light, and he makes people feel like what they're doing is natural, and if it's natural, then it's okay with God. But it's not so. The devil is a deceiver, and he can mess with your emotions, and he can make you think that things are right and feel right, and they're not right. The reason why we know that they're wrong is because of the word of God. And if we walk close to God, we will know by the Spirit that will deal with our conscience anew. And So he said, I know them. Can everyone that names the name of Christ depart? If you say you're saved, depart from iniquity. That is the token of the covenant. But you walk in the covenant will work for you if you crucify the flesh. That's the token of it. The children of Israel, the covenant could not work for them. They couldn't even go to the tabernacle unless that male was circumcised. See, it was type and shadows. It was throwing away the flesh. And it's the same thing. Now it's that you've got to be circumcised of the heart. In other words, that old flesh, you've got to deny the flesh to the power of God. If you deny the flesh, the covenant will work for you. Amen. And here's in Psalms 66:18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, if I do it, let iniquity in my heart remain. The Lord will not hear me. What's that? Did you know in 70th chapter of St. John that Jesus said he prays for us, he does not pray for the world? Read, it's in there. He does not pray for the world. Why? Because he's already paid the price for the world to come to him. He's already paid the price for them to be saved. The natural man cannot receive the things of God, for they are spiritually discerned. They cannot. Spiritually discerned. Now, does the grace of God will move? Will God move? It'll rain on the just and the unjust. It will. God will do things and spare sinners sometimes. He will lead in sin. God will spare them. He gives them a time to repent. Sometimes people get in an accident. They've been drinking on drugs, whatever. And they come out and say, boy, should I tell you what? Somebody's with me. Well, they interpret this as, I must be right with God or God would have spared me. But what they don't realize is God spared them so that they would have a time to hear the word and receive the word and be saved. God has given extra time in this life. And so he said, the Lord will not hear me, but iniquity is in my heart. The Lord will not hear me. Isaiah 59:2. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Two things. That you'll be separated from God. Sins separate us from God. You come to church, God can use you, you can prophesy, you can witness, you can do good things, but you're not saved through works. You're saved through the grace of God. You get them underneath that grace, you get them underneath the covenant. When you stop crucifying the flesh, the covenant, you have broken the covenant. When you come to God, you're not only giving your life to God, asking to forgive you of your sins, but you're asking him to give you strength to live from now on for him. You're saying that I'm not my own. For the Bible said you were bought with a price. Both your body and your spirit was bought with a price. We are not our own. Once we come to God, we're God's. And I'd rather be God's than do my own thing, because God will protect us. And God will move for us. And God will keep us. And God gives us eternal life. That when we breathe the last breath here, we're going to be present with God to live forever and ever and forever. That's great benefit. Amen. So he said, sin will separate you from God. Sin will separate us from God. And your sins have hid his face from you, they will not hear. We need the face of God to look upon us. When the prophet prayed, his prayer was that the face of God would be towards him. That means the attention of God was towards him. God was hearing him. God was watching him. God was pleased with him. But if his face not towards you, and this we said, sin will keep God's face from being towards you. He'll keep you from hearing God and from knowing, really knowing God. Micah 3:4 said, then shall they cry unto the Lord, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at that time, as they have behaved themselves ill and they're doing it. They're sin. God said, I'm going to hide my face from them. You're not going to have my attention. I want God's attention. Amen? Jeremiah 22:21. I spake unto thee in thy prosperity, but thou saidst, I will not hear. This has been the manner from thy youth, and that thou obeyest not my voice. Sometimes people that in their prosperity forget God. There's people that give, as long as they try, sometimes they'll hear. But when they're blessed with a substantial amount of finances, I've seen people forget God. Israel was like this. As long as they were in bondage, they cried out to God. And they sought God and put away their gods, their other gods, and served him as the only true God. But when God prospered them, just about every time that God prospered them and blessed them, then they murmured and complained and fought against God's people and fought against God by doing that. Fought against God. And their prosperity, they forgot God, and because of that, God's face was hid from them. That's sin. There's three things that we can do that pertains to sin and disobedience. The Bible said, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Talking about if you love the world, the love of God's not in you. You cannot love the world nor the things of the world and please God. And then my final scripture is when is in Amos 5:23. Take thou away from me the noise of thy song, for I will not hear the melody of thy vials for ye instrument. What do you think? When you break the covenant because of sin, God will not receive our praises. How's that? People say, woo, praise the Lord, I feel good, God's receiving us. Just because you feel good doesn't mean God's receiving you. God's dealing with you. He does not receive the praise nor the prayers of people that's supposed to be in the covenant, but they haven't crucified the flesh. And he cannot bless you. We're blessed through the covenant. You say, well, I know people who prosper that are far from God, but that people believe in God. There is a prosperity out in the world. David almost got caught up in it when he considered the prosperity of those who prospered and seen that they got away with so many things a lot of times. Until he went to the sanctuary of the Lord. When he went to the sanctuary of the Lord, he got the power of God, got revealed to him, he began to see. And we can see on the news, we can see on TV. There's people that are billionaires, that many of them died without hardly any family. They died with billions, millions that went to somebody else. They lost everything they had. And if they did not have God, they went into a devil's hell. That is the word of God. Some of these are miserable. They're paranoid. They're not happy because of who they're with. They're not happy. Their marriages, many of them, doesn't work. The things they do, they're really not satisfied. They live through their riches and trying to be richer than they were in the past. Their prosperity. It's a lot better not to have anything to be a pauper and have God than to have the whole world, the Bible said, and lose your own soul. Now, do you believe prosperity? I believe that God wants to prosper. John said that blood above all things, that you prosper, be in health. And here's the secret, even as your soul prospers. As you walk in God and crucify the flesh, you cannot prosper the soul unless you crucify the flesh. When you crucify the old flesh, walk with God, the covenant of God is yours, that will bless you. It'll bless you financially, it'll bless you in health. He told Israel, he said, I'm the Lord your God that heals you. Now, as long as you keep my commandments, I'm going to heal you, and I'm going to bless you. That is the word of God as our soul prospers. Amen. God always remembers his covenant. Old Testament, God remembers today. Our covenant was when we received that covenant, we cut into that covenant, and we received Christ. We entered into that covenant by faith. And the token is, again, is the crucifixion of the old man. the sinful nature, not giving it to the world as sin. If you don't know the Lord as your Lord and Savior, there's no way that you can enter this covenant except you do it through the cross. You have to believe that Jesus died for you, rose again, and you have to repent of your sins. And if you repent of your sins, he'll cleanse you of your blood, throw it behind his back. And if you walk with him daily, God will keep you. He becomes your Savior during that moment, during that time. And the Lord wants to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you will seek God with all of your heart, be hungry for him, he'll fill you. Amen. Will you stand with me? Amen. God, remember his covenant, Paul, too. What a covenant. Amen. What benefits. What a great God, we say. Does anybody need prayer tonight? Physical, spiritual? Does anybody would come? The Bible says he's sick among you, called the elder church. Knowing with all the name of the Lord, the prayer of faith to save the sick, the Lord shall raise them up. God will heal your broken heart, whatsoever it is. God will supply your needs. In the name of Jesus, now, I rebuke in Jesus' name the sickness. We come out to release his body and go. Lord, in Jesus' name, heal him and strengthen him and keep him with your blood. I plead the blood of Jesus over his life, body, soul, and spirit. Touch him, your angels all around him that fear you, Lord. Keep him, God. And you've got a perfect will for him. You've got a perfect will that he's going to be full of joy. And he's going to be glad, God, to wait on you. In Jesus' name, all this to go from your mouth.